cliffcentral.com. Yeah, we're live. It's Tuesday. We're into the month of February, and Phumelele Mashego is here with us, as is Mbulelo Tinta, as is our intern Mfundo, who will be dealing with any messages and calls that you have for us this morning on 079-748-2090. Good morning, everybody. How are we feeling? Are you feeling good?
Yeah, it was a beautiful morning driving in here.
It was. I'm trying not to be grumpy about the fact that I went to sleep last night in load shedding and woke up in the morning in load shedding. So I don't know what I looked like because I couldn't look in the mirror. I was using my cell phone torch to kind of brush my teeth and get around the house. So as long as I don't look like a complete disaster, and we've got a big meeting today, I think I'm going to have to go to gym in between and just like tidy myself up a little bit.
You see why the all black everyday works?
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yes. I've got a black t-shirt on.
The all black everyday works, guys.
Listen, I'm with you. I'm not going to argue.
Just something from the top, something from the bottom, everything. You don't have to see
funny.
It. It all like,
you know, Dory,
it all comes together.
You know Dory, who works for us here? She always wears black too, right?
Mm.
And Sia does more or less the same. So you've
started a trend.
Well, no. There were some. I mean, like, see, I was doing this before anyone, and I know the all black thing, and it makes a lot of sense. I know that it irritated you one day when you came in and you were wearing something that wasn't black.
Mm-hmm.
Dory, so she says to me yesterday, because she was wearing this colorful dress, and she never wears anything colorful. She's always wearing black stuff. So I said, "What's up with this?" "Oh, laundry day," she said. She'd run out of black outfits, so that's why she was wearing something with color in it.
Amateur.
I know.
And someone gave her a compliment. It was as though her world ended.
Ah, so what's going on? How are you, Pums? What's happening in your world?
Did you know I live in Northcliff, right? If it's not baboons, it's naked people.
What, they're naked people?
What? Did you not see this video?
And by the way, how do you tell when someone's naked if they're not a baboon? Because I've seen some men run around, especially in like in like bad 70s sitcoms and old school porn where they're as hairy as a baboon.
This is...
Yeah. So what happened? Tell me the story. Did you see the naked person?
No, but I did get a WhatsApp in the community WhatsApp
group. Oh, those are so busy. How many of those groups are you on?
Listen, let's not.
Because my mother is on one, and she's like sending.
You have to be on the community one, Gareth, because community one is the one where you get all of the updates.
All the goss.
Be careful. There's a strange black man walking.
Is that to warn people? But he could be. I mean, listen, chances are if he's running around naked, he's probably mentally ill, right?
Well, this was a man and a woman.
Oh, wow. It's a couple. Maybe they're nudists.
It's a couple. They
strayed away from the nude resort.
It's a long way away. It's a long way away from the nude resort.
Well, if you don't have clothes, you'll take a lift with whoever's going.
But so, this lady...
There's a video.
There's a video. It was doing the rounds. It was on Sunday. That it was...
What is going on here? This is a couple...
And
they are walking.
And this lady that then took the video, I think she drove by and then she was like, she calls them
That's
up.
Amazing.
She waits, she comes back and stands on the side of the road and calls them and says, "Well, guys, are you in some kind of religion?" She's so concerned for them.
Oh, right. It's a black dude. Is a white woman or a black woman as well? It's a black woman too.
And the lady that
thing?
Stopped to ask
She's,
them.
She looks a little confused. She's carrying an iPad though.
And he says to the driver, Jesus has come back and he's in Northcliff. Are you going to give us a ride? Or are you going
to... I want to trick you away. We've got to listen to this. Because
especially if Jesus has come back.
This is exciting.
To Northcliff. Guys.
This is so exciting. Hang on.
From Israel to Northcliff.
My neighborhood is a lot.
So here
there's
we
a lot
go.
Happening
is,
over
this
there.
This is them walking here. Okay, so... Got to hear the this is the audio from where
Pumi
lives.
Sorry, guys. Are you following a religion? Hi.
I'm Jesus.
I'm Jesus.
My God.
Yeah, I need a lift to Northcliff so I can become the king. Are you going to be the first servant?
Oh, my gosh. No,
yeah,
I'm going this way.
No, look. They told me the clothes are real. And I'm born here, and I'm wearing this filth. This is my skin, but it's small. Are we going to North Cliff?
No, I'm going this way.
Are you going to take us to North Cliff, the top? She's saying no to Jesus.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, he's here. And Jesus is black, not white. Are you taking him to North Cliff? This is your last chance. 5, 4.
Oh my gosh.
3, 2,
and if you're
one.
Jesus, what is she?
She's bare-ass naked is
oh
what she
gosh.
Is.
Oh, my gosh. The good news is that they actually look good.
Oh, my goodness me.
Yeah, they're not bad. They're in
those
good shape.
Those bodies are in good shape. Apparently, before he was Jesus, he was
I am so shocked.
A personal trainer.
He's saying he's Jesus. Oh, my gosh. This is ridiculous. Oh, my.
Why would you call the police? Here's what I don't understand about people. People are so fucking stupid. Like, why do you call police if you see a naked person? Are the police really the ones to deal with that? Why don't you just drive away? What are you worried about?
What if they're, like, insane and they hurt someone?
Well, they are insane. The guy thinks he's Jesus.
So call somebody to, like, stop the madness.
Let people be insane. There's nothing wrong with a few insane people. They've been around for thousands of years.
It's okay to be insane in an asylum. It's okay to be insane in your home.
No, we try
it's
to.
It's not okay to be insane on the streets.
Yes, it is. That's exactly where you got to be insane. Most mentally ill people end up on the streets. And listen, throughout history, these are the people who've started religions. Let them do their thing.
Yeah, 2,000 years ago when the guy said, hey, I am born of immaculate birth, no one said a thing.
My mother did not have sex with the man.
Why is this ridiculous? I mean, let's let the ball roll. Right. Yeah, absolutely. Let's give the man a...
I do not understand.
So there's a lot
of people... Why would you get upset? This woman who's driving in the car and the other woman who's in the other car going, oh my God.
With her daughter.
I called the police, but they're not answering. Now, an insane person like this, just leave them alone. You don't need to call the police on them. Do you need to?
You don't. But that guy looks quite smug. I think he's up to something there. He doesn't look like he doesn't sound like a man who's out of control.
He and his chick are having a good day out.
Yeah, I think they're taking the mickey, if I'm being honest. He doesn't seem like he's out of control. You listen to him speak, he seems well articulate. He doesn't seem like he's on the good stuff. I think it's going to come out that he's a prankster and he's just testing society.
That's a hell of a prank. Would you be brave enough to do that? I wouldn't. Walk around with my tackle out like that.
As a bit of an update.
Hey, Sia.
Good morning.
How was the rest of your birthday?
Sia, one birthday you arrived to work late.
We're just alive. My whole motto now is 25 and alive. A bit of an update. Supposedly this girl has been recovered at Helen Joseph Hospital.
So the
girl who
the
was...
The security... So what did happen is that this Beagle Watch... This little ad
because
that's
who you call now.
No, because they're in our area. They're everywhere in our area. But that's a story for another day. Them and the cameras came and they took them. Mm-hmm. And they took them to Helen Joseph.
Oh, so
both of them, the girl and the guy.
Are they then mentally ill?
I don't know.
So the cousin to the girl, actually about a day before, a day prior, this girl was sending... pictures out to say my cousin is missing, please help us find her. And that was on the Friday and the Saturday, and then on the Sunday this video surfaced.
Yes, I know human beings won't surprise us, and yes,
won't
people do
us.
They really will not, and people do a lot of things to capture attention, but this to me doesn't seem like something you do for attention.
Really?
I think you walk in the shot of a news camera and you wave to your mother for attention. You don't walk around naked for attention. Like this.
We don't know how far they've walked. We don't know how far they've come. We don't know where they're headed.
That was the thing.
They're going to Northcliff. That's all
they
know.
But you know what? Also, I'm just processing all of this. Slap some clothes on them, give them a diamond necklace, put them on an award stage, and let the man have the same rant. You have Kanye West.
Yeah.
Or a pastor in any of these new churches.
I don't know why it's so ridiculous.
Any of them. Any one of these churches.
Put on a shiny suit on that guy, give him a can of doom, put him on a stage. Oh, you have Shepherd Bushir.
So, you do. That's what you got.
Actually,
and people love that shit. So
they do.
Don't,
and they've loved it for 2,000 years, so let's not pretend it's new. Some guy claimed he could walk on water. They loved it back then.
So
that's it.
It just seems clothes like
things.
He has...
Clothes make all what, the difference.
Why does nothing like this happen in my neighborhood? I have such boring neighbors. Well, maybe thank God, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I'm kind of relieved.
Count your blessings in that way.
Yeah, I went...
So I did wonder when the video came through, also because, you know, it's like Sunday afternoon, like now the message is beeping in the group. Initially, you think something like major is happening. So check out, look at this video and I'm thinking, geez, I wonder what I would do if I was the person driving and I saw these two. I wonder what I would have done. I wonder if I would have done this trick, like circle back and ask them, yo, what's up? What's
would
up,
you
dude?
Have?
I don't know. I don't think so. But I certainly would have told somebody.
I don't, you know, like naked people on the scale of dangerous things, naked people are right at the bottom of that list. Like the one thing you know for sure about naked people is
they have no weapons.
There's no concealed weapon. Right, exactly. They're not likely to be violent because there's nothing more ridiculous than when you're naked and fighting with someone. Yeah. That's why it's either the script of a bad porno movie or... it's a really, really comedic fight. There's no... because the minute a naked man has got tackle flying around, it just suddenly it's not... you can't take that guy seriously. And also, he's exposed and vulnerable in a way that someone who's clothed is not. Same goes for women. If you got titties flopping around and a woman is as exposed as that, it doesn't make it scary. So... naked people fall right to the bottom of the list. Even if you're a big, strong guy, and normally you would be threatening in a fight situation, your nudity removes half your points easily. So I'm not afraid of naked people at all. Some people are really scared of them, though. Like people, the idea of nudity is just horrific to some people. Like very conservative kind of, you know, people who are raised in a certain way, the nudity is dangerous. It's not dangerous. It's the safest person you could meet.
I would have been Stevie Wonder to this situation.
You just pretend nothing.
Would you driven pretend? Past. Yeah. I don't think I would have felt moved enough to want to get involved.
Like, if you're above the age of 25, you've seen someone naked. Like, why is this lady acting... what's going
on? I love the fact that her first question to them is, are you in some kind of religion?
This is ridiculous.
Well, that's the only way you'd get away with it. Because remember, if one person is crazy and does something ridiculous... then,
is someone sending us pictures of the guy clothed?
So if someone is crazy and one person does something ridiculous, then they say, well, that person's crazy. If it's a billion people, they call it a religion. That's why it's a very sensible question to ask. Sandile says, Jesus is obviously quite a good-looking man because they found a picture of him with clothes on. The guy looks very sharp. Mm. He looks tidy. He looks like a male model. And as you say, he was quite...
yeah, he was a personal trainer.
Yeah, he's in quite good shape. So maybe he's advertising for something. Who knows? May just be.
What? Maybe it's some kind of like flash mob.
That's it.
Here's a good question. Hey, peeps, is Mbulelo making his public Cliff Central appearance at the Jojo Rabbit premiere?
I am indeed.
All right, and speaking of that, we have how many tickets left, Sia? Are there still any?
If you apply today, you're now on a standby list.
Oh, yeah. Well then, if you still want to come.
Oh, well then.
Get on the standby
get
list.
Get on the list.
events@cliffcentral.com. Someone called me yesterday, someone who's not even working here or related in any way, and they were like, oh, I heard you got this premiere on.
Oh.
So I said to them, yes, but you've got to email immediately. So hopefully they got in before the closing bell. Sia is waiting for your emails if you do want to come. events@cliffcentral.com. Unfortunately, only for Joburg people. Unless, of course, maybe you want to fly up for this movie.
You want to drive from Dar.
Sure.
Because it is a good movie.
Hop in your car.
6 Oscar nominations. Mm-hmm. People like Scarlett Johansson and Rebel Wilson in it. I'm really excited for it, actually, tomorrow.
Yeah, I think so, it'll be good.
Yeah. Email us, events@cliffcentral.com.
All right. Hola, can somebody please help me make sense of how caucuses work? Just read 5 articles explaining how the process works and I'm still lost. Kucho, you know what? I wish I could help you, but there's no way to answer that.
What caucus? Where? How?
Caucus. It's a word. I never heard this word being used in international political theory, except when it comes to the National Party, and then they have caucuses in the American political parties. And when I say the National Party, I mean here in South Africa, the old BW Botha. They would go away on Bosberaads and they'd say, the caucus of the National Party. And we're always like, what are you talking? What is a caucus? It sounded almost like a carcass. And because it was the old regime, it was not entirely impossible that they were dealing with a carcass at some point.
Also true.
Yeah. So I don't know, Gucho. I wish I could help you. Pums, you want to have a go at this?
No.
No. There we go.
Guys, leave politicians to politic over there by themselves, far away from you. Just
Live your lives. Yeah, we'll save that for the burning platform. I'll actually ask.
Live your lives naked.
Right. Live your life naked. So if you and your partner want a well-deserved night out, then you can join us for a special premiere of Jojo Rabbit at Hyde Park next Wednesday. That's the 8th of February, 2 days before the country gets to watch it. And from the team that brought you Jojo Rabbit, it's a story that follows a lonely German boy. It's funny. It's got Nazis in it, but funny Nazis. And you don't get to say that line often, so I'm going to repeat it. It's got funny Nazis in it. And even stars Adolf Hitler.
And
an all ensemble cast. You can check out the anti-hate satire movie, which is set against the backdrop of World War II and bold humor. It's called Jojo Rabbit. If you want to join us, events@cliffcentral.com. Get your hands on the tickets now.
And it's at the Supalani Hyde Park.
Well, that's also the Supalani place that Sia had his unfortunate phone experience. Listen, what's it like being without
a
phone?
Can we not make that segue for our dear listeners?
I just want to know. Well, don't catch an Uber right outside and Sia will tell you.
You'll be safe. It's a VIP cinema. They smoke popcorn fine.
What's it like? How many days now? 3 days you've been without a phone?
Sunday, yesterday, and 2 seconds of today. It was all going well up until we were load shed, which means I have no Wi-Fi, which means now I completely have nothing at all.
Is that why I got a text instead of a with the running order? I was just like, what is he?
Yeah, so now I have to iMessage people from my laptop. At least that helps. And I'm able to then FaceTime people also from my laptop as an alternative.
I have this fantasy that I could do without a phone, but it's never going to happen.
No.
Why would you fantasize about such a nightmare?
I mean, look, yesterday we were taking the piss out of Sia because I posted a picture of him for his birthday.
Loved it.
It sucks to be without a phone on your birthday because you also feel like nobody really cares.
I think like taking the piss is an understatement. You guys milked it. You were squeezing all of the lemon out of...
Well, don't look at me.
All
look
of
at,
the juice out of that lemon.
Mulelo, because he was looking for trouble with you.
Gareth, you were poking the bear, telling me, oh, I just posted you on Instagram. Oh, you have a like now. Oh, there's another comment. Oh, but you
every
can't
time
see it.
Every time anyone added a like to Sia's picture that I put up, I'd say, oh, Sia, this person has just liked your picture. And he'd go, oh, I wish I could look that up, but I can't. I don't have a phone.
I actually fished out one of my old phones, but I couldn't even connect it to the Wi-Fi right now. It was all just a mess. I don't feel like I'm completely out of the communication loop because people who really want to or who really need to contact me, there are ways. You email me, you iMessage me, you can Facebook me, that's fine.
What does this mean? You have no insurance?
No. So I really didn't know it was like a thing that much. I was just like, my phone is like 3 years old. I paid it off. I was like, it's fine.
Look at you, 25 and
announcing. And now I go, I called my insurance, household items.
Us Jane
now.
Did say yesterday that she thought it would be a good idea for you to get a Nokia 3310, the old ones.
Please, let's...
She said that one at least no one would steal from you.
Literally, it's just not even go that route. But there are simple inconveniences as well. Like, I always either listen to a podcast or I stream music when I'm in the car.
I know.
Yesterday, I had to sit and I thought, okay, what am I going to do?
Am I going to turn on the radio?
No.
Don't
ever turn on the radio.
I fished out a CD that we got here from a guest from years ago.
What?
You were so lonely and you were so desperate for attention for connection that you put on a CD?
It was a Johnny Clegg CD from my cubby hole.
From Jesse.
Jesus.
CD.
So if you hear someone
blasting...
You
have a CD player in your car? I don't even have...
So if you hear someone blasting Johnny Clegg, it is I.
So, okay, on a serious note though, Sia, have you stopped all your cards that are linked to stuff on your phone? Mm. Because a friend of mine had her phone snatched out of her hand and literally 2 hours later, 10,000 rands worth of Uber Eats What?
See, now that is petty.
E-wallets. No, so I don't think... I have a theory about the Uber Eats thing.
What?
And what I think it is I think they probably ordered like alcohol from one of these like liquor places on Uber Eats. And because you can resell alcohol, right? So 10,000 rands worth of like...
That's clever.
That's my theory. I don't think it's hot wings. I don't think it's 8,000 rands worth of hot wings.
To celebrate not having anything. Yeah, okay.
And e-walleted themselves, all of that. So...
Yeah, I was bitching and moaning a bit yesterday, going like, oh, my bank after so many years and now they've locked me out of my account. But I spent like 40 minutes in the branch yesterday making sure that everything is unlinked and deactivated and I have safe, secure access to everything. So I'm at least happy for that. But
it's such a pain. As you say, it's the unforeseen stuff that you don't realize you need when your phone is gone. You were looking for a number yesterday that I had to find for you. There are suddenly those things that you're so used to doing. Like you have to update social media or you have to get, you know, your password or your PIN off of something. And these things are all linked. And now you're screwed.
And then it also made me...
like backed up to the cloud? Or are all your photos gone, Sia?
I have some great... some great photos that are saved. I have most of my videos saved, but some of my photos are now just gone.
Do I sound like I know
including
this
some great nudes? You know, I was just having this very candid conversation.
Had great
yes!
Nudes.
Yes.
Well,
I'm just gonna put it out there.
I'm afraid those are lost forever because here's the sad thing about your nudes that you didn't back up is that they're not saved, and no one has your key now who's stolen the phone. By the way, you tracked your phone?
Oh, yeah. I still know where it is.
Where is it now?
It's in the corner of Small Street and Plain Street in town.
In town.
Yeah.
So that's where you go. They're probably trying to resell it. Just go there, see,
it's a massive building in town. And do I look like the clientele to go, hey,
go.
Hey, where's my phone? No, I'm cutting my losses here. They've probably stripped it by now. I'm done with it.
You could go to Northcliffe. I hear there's a guy walking around. You could get some new nudes if you want. It's Jesus.
No, I was contemplating with one of my exes just like messaging him going,
send
hey.
Me my nudes back. Send hey, me my nudes back.
Out of all the things you've lost, that's what you're worried about?
It's incredible. Very candidly, there are two people who I'm just like, oh, yeah.
They
you,
could send
you. You send me some fire things. Oh, fire.
Oh, wow.
It's incredible stuff. Everything else I can live without. You know, I'll still find my good angles. I'll take better photos. But damn. Those, fire.
Well,
see, this leads to so many more questions.
It really into the distance.
It leads to so many more questions.
Does your ex have a new partner? That would be awkward. You know, you should never ask someone.
The one does.
That's going to be an awkward conversation.
Why do you think he still has your nudes?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He would have deleted them.
You're gone. You're dead now.
This is a whole other topic. That's not safe.
All right. So this is what irritates me. Miguel says, isn't your phone insured? Sia, you're a moron for not insuring your phone for roughly $1,500 a month for an iPhone 11, usually 10% of the value of the phone. Yes, but Miguel, I don't insure my phone either. And I know Pumi and you are very organized, but I don't, like, I've had this phone for 2.5 years now. And before that, I haven't lost a phone or had one. I had that one in Cape Town that was stolen maybe 2 years ago, 3 years ago, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
But other than that, the only problem I've had is like broken screens.
Which insurance takes care of?
Does it though, the whole thing?
Yes.
I'm with Miguel and pull me on this
okay,
one.
Well, Sia and I are in
that's
the same boat.
That's what insurance is for, guys.
I don't know.
But don't whinge if you don't insure is my thing. If you go with the no insurance thing, I don't want to hear you whinging about losing your phone. They're then
yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So, and also, fair it enough. Doesn't have to be on its own. It can be part of like... handbag insurance, y'all. It's like...
Ooh,
okay. Yes, I'll have purse insurance.
Tato says, Sia, go to where the phone is located and knock singing Boyisa.
Nope. No. I'm not ready to die. I'm just not ready to be shanked by someone.
Louise says, thank you for the interview with Neil deGrasse Tyson. It's incredible. I've shared it with everyone, but please spell his name right on the podcast on Apple. Uh-oh.
Oh.
Thank you. Otherwise, other people won't find it. Thank you for that, Louise. We will cut off people's heads. 1,500 a month equals a new iPhone every 10 months. Mm-hmm. Thing with insurance, you got to work out whether it's worth it. And for everybody, that answer is different. It's not the same. Insure your phone. When it starts breaking down, insurance cannot get replacement parts and you get a free upgrade. There's some more advice from Tamron this time. All right. So lots of people have advice on what you should be doing. If you have one of those really expensive phones, like I think this is an iPhone 10 that I've got. So if you've got an 11 or, you know, you've got the newest one.
Yeah.
Then I think it's probably worth doing. Then it's probably worth having. But also to change, to get that SIM swap thing and it's just, it feels like it's a major effort.
If you can't afford to insure something, you shouldn't have it. You can't afford it.
That, okay. All right.
Number
okay,
one.
Really? Well, yeah, yeah. If you can't afford to insure
something, you shouldn't have it. It's out of your budget. So I don't want to hear someone say, I can't afford the insurance. It's ridiculous.
Pumi and Bulelo are not taking any prisoners this morning, Sia. They're not giving us any leeway. So I'm just putting it out there that I'm on your team that doesn't insure things like that. I insure like my house and my car and stuff like that. I'm not going to insure the phone. And I'll try to be responsible around it. And don't worry, Mbulelo, if I do lose it or it does get stolen or broken, I'm not going to bitch to you.
Won't complain about it.
Don't want to hear it.
At least not to you.
I don't want
to
hear it.
I'm just a bit on the fence. Is this another thing you hate? Is this adding to your list or not?
Well, I hate whinging in general.
All right.
Yeah.
So cool.
Add it to the list. Yeah. Okay. Stories that are in the news this morning.
It's a very long list, that.
The things you need to know. Where do we begin? Well, it's not even 4 days into February and already there are protesting students at universities. 4 days into the second month of the year and already we have this problem. I'm telling you now, universities have become places where people who've not been raised adequately by parents, who are either absent or who don't care or don't have the wherewithal to raise kids, and really those kids should probably never have been had in the first place because they clearly have they've turned out to be morons. And now they're at higher education institutions being looked after by the state. That's what's going on here. And they because the state is a terrible disciplinarian and parent, they are out of control. Listen to this. Some University of the Western Cape students on Monday disrupted the first lectures of the year. The protests erupted in the morning. Now, what are these students in particular at university for? First day of lectures and they're disrupting already. What are they there for? I'll take any answers that you can come up with.
For 10 points.
Yeah, I mean, the Student Representative Council penned an open letter to the university's executive addressing student accommodation, clearance for registration, and a call for immediate postponement of the start of the academic year to next Monday.
Which university is this?
UWC.
Mm. Okay.
The spokesperson said the university's executive was taken by surprise this morning with a few of the lectures being disrupted because all the issues the SRC has now issued in an open letter were part of a process established, something that the university says they were aware of. The university will make contact with the student leadership. How can you have student leadership 1 week in to the academic year? Are these people that were voted for last year? And what happened to the first years who are starting this year who don't want to be immersed in this political shit? Lectures continued as per normal. Students are going about their business. This is according to the university. There's a big Varsity Cup game that was last night where our rugby team will play against Wits, and it's the opening of the rugby season as well. Well, as long as you guys are focusing on the important shit.
As long as the rugby.
Shit, as long as you've got rugby and protests and accommodation, because that's what university's really for. It's got nothing to do with you actually improving your mind. So good luck to all of you. I'm not employing a goddamned one.
But the only problem with protests for me, Gareth, is that it lets the sort of horrendous leadership we have across the board get away with it.
But this is where leadership, in inverted commas, audition for their roles in politics later on, in student politics. They're auditioning. They're looking for a place where they can show that they are serious and that they're activists and that this is where they're going to gain themselves some reputation. They learned this from the Fees Must Fall guys. So now this is where you audition for leadership in real politics later on because you don't want a real job.
So I don't even think that they learned it from the Fees Must Fall guy. I think it is something that is a broader problem in South Africa. It is the way that we have learned and ingrained in us how we protest. Mm. This is how we protest everywhere. So these kids are not doing anything that they've never seen. So when we protest because service delivery is we burn stuff down, we burn tires, and that's So if you grow up around that, when you get to university and when are unhappy
up, when you
about
grow up around
whatever,
that, you don't grow up.
And are unhappy about whatever, you know? That's how you protest. This is how we protest. And our government has taught us.
I can't wait for the universities
that they pay attention when you burn stuff.
Right, so I can't wait for the universities to just cease to exist, which is going to happen.
But let's not pretend this is only happening in South Africa. It's a problem I have because it's happening in Europe. It's happening in places we revere. It happened, we know in Germany how massive those protests were last year. So it could be a generational thing. Also, let's not let the leadership get away with it. There is a problem with leadership. Right, we cannot let. I'm not just going to say the protesters are wrong. Yes, we may disagree, but we're letting the leadership. I can only speak to my country. Get away.
Or the university
leadership. Leadership at. We're going to start at the top because that does affect what's happening at our universities.
Where's Pumi's friend Cyril?
Oh,
where's he? Like, what's he doing?
No, he's shocked.
Sitting on his hands,
having a hamburger.
This man, he's just completely, absolutely spineless. In fact, I don't know how he stands up in after lying in bed all night. I don't know how he gets up. He doesn't just turn to jelly.
To take a walk.
What an unbelievable. What an
is he still taking those walks?
No, of course not.
Okay, I'm just checking.
Sing the theme tune. Write the theme tune.
All right, DA head of policy Gwen Gwenya has qualified her comment that it was a privilege to meet former President F.W. de Klerk. I did not praise him, she said. It was a privilege to have been able to spend a day and talk to him. If I had the opportunity to spend a day with someone and get first-hand insights into history, and to ask him, for example, did he have any doubts the day he announced Mandela's release? Not many people have that opportunity. Gwenya was speaking during the party's release of the first of three policy discussion documents. Why is this controversial?
I don't get how last week Patrice had to explain himself, and so this week it's Gwen who has to explain herself.
Let me tell you something. Would you not want to sit in a room with one of the people who was there during South Africa? Not just one of the people, the man who was the president of the country when things started to move in a positive direction. The man who ordered that Mandela was to be released, who unbanned the ANC. What kind of an ignoramus must you be to not want to hear first-hand stories from that person? What would... So is he so toxic to your ideology that just being in his presence is a threat to you? And what kind of people would say that Gwen Gwenya is somehow making a mistake to spend time with a political leader? I mean, if someone goes to sit with Thabo Mbeki now, which I think would be fascinating, is that...
If he's not drunk. If Thabo Mbeki is not drunk.
Yeah.
Where good, does that
no,
come it's a good from?
Point. No, everyone knows. It is a good point. We have tell us straight. Yeah. Please.
Keep the whiskey away from him and then we can have a good
let
time.
Me clutch my pearls.
So, okay, but fair enough. Like, how long do you think FW's got? He's not going to be around forever. Mm. We don't have Mandela here anymore. A lot of the stalwarts who were around at that time are gone. I had Rolf Meyer here in the studio the other day. We spoke for an hour and a half, probably. And I didn't even get to ask him everything I wanted to ask him. Now, what is going on in someone's head when they imagine that the access to information, and there may be stories the Klerk hasn't told, there may be things that give you an insight into what his, you know, psychological situation was at the time that he was making these decisions. Wouldn't that be interesting? Why would you turn away from that? And why is Gwen and Gwenya having to explain herself? Because the morons who run our South African media take it that anyone who spends time with person X or person Y is suddenly sullied by their time spent with that person.
So a couple of weeks ago, I was in a meeting with a person who had only ever heard about because of a book he wrote. But apparently in the Afrikaner community, this guy's a big guy, right? Willie Esterhazy.
Who's that?
And the book is called The Endgame.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a professor now at Stellenbosch University.
Okay.
And he was among the very first people within the National Party who started having negotiations with the ANC in the 80s. So long before, I think 1986, he said. With the ANC leadership in exile to pave the way to kind of say, can we get into negotiations? Is there a way that we can transition the country out of? And that conversation for me was mind-blowing.
Yeah.
So here's a person who now he's a professor of philosophy. And even before that, he was a writer and quite, but in the National Party.
Mm.
And the stories he has to tell.
Oh, my God.
Of just the stuff that nobody hears about, the stuff that nobody talks about. So everybody talks about de Klerk and making the big announcement. But as we were talking earlier, there was a caucus. There was a Bosberaad and a caucus. And the decision was made long before what you see on the news. The conversation were had long before what we talk about and celebrate today.
So this guy, I mean, spending time with him then was, as you say, mind-blowing. These people who are making Gwenya clarify or apologize because they're in the media and they don't understand anything beyond a headline or a 140 to 280 character tweet, these people would say, Pumi, you must apologize for having fraternized with someone from the old National Party. What a stupid way to go through your life.
And so one of the things that those kinds of conversations always do, and this is for me
probably
this
the
is
same students who were who,
this is
who
probably protest. What's problematic about the, you know, the Gwen 140 character kind of engagements. And you would think that the Gwens of the world have the opportunity to, you know, within their 24 press releases that they send out from the DA every day, have the opportunity to hold a deeper conversation. But she obviously doesn't even have the balls to stand up for
she
what
doesn't.
It is. She doesn't. That's no. why she came back. That's what she felt like when she came out of that conversation. She felt, oh my God, this is so amazing. This guy is so wonderful. Whatever it is that she felt and needed to tweet. And then when engaged, she just buckles. This is the kind of leadership that we're like...
No, you're not wrong. And I'll tell you something, that this is precisely why nobody shares anything with anyone anymore on social media. People of any substance are just shutting up. Mm. They're not sharing important stuff on there. I mean, when last did you see a really, really smart, really intelligent thing on Twitter? And I mean, there might be links to intelligent things, but nobody ever clicks on those because they're only following the actual Twitter stream. All right,
guys, we must know. The world is not Twitter.
Of course
and
not.
And Twitter is not the world.
And South Africa isn't even Twitter. I mean, there are, what, 3 million people who are active on Twitter in this country?
Probably less.
Out of 60 million?
So don't believe the hype, y'all.
Stephen right. King this week is a big name to leave social media.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he left Facebook and he said something about like
he
false
left
information.
Facebook.
That picture of yours that I put up for your birthday yesterday.
Yeah, what about it?
The one that got 100 and... I don't know how many likes. Anyway.
That's the first thing
I've published in a long while. And I'm just not even interested in Instagram anymore. So if you're following me on social media, don't expect too many interesting things over the next year.
You have more to gain by listening.
Yeah, listen to the show. It's the only place you're going to get anything. All right, MTN, Vodacom... have reiterated commitment to affordable data prices. Have we heard this before? Vodacom and MTN have on Monday said that they are going to provide affordable data to customers. In December, the Competition Commission called on both network providers to reduce the price of data by the beginning of February or face prosecution. The commission has given them another month for further engagement. So we've basically held their heads to the... We've put their balls on the block, and now suddenly they're saying, oh no, we're going to renew our commitment to cheaper data. Don't ever believe someone has a gun in their mouth. If we hadn't forced them via the Competition Commission to do something honorable, they would still not be doing something honorable. They would be price gouging and making us pay way more than we should for
Gareth,
data.
But the mafia tells us all the time that many things can be achieved with a kind word and a gun on the table.
There we go. That's exactly what had to happen here. The HIV vaccine trial has ended in deep disappointment. This is not great news. They've done a clinical trial which has been discontinued since the vaccine was not found to prevent infections in human immunodeficiency virus, the virus that causes AIDS. The National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases in the United States sponsored the trial. It was announced on Monday that the study took place here in South Africa and was halted after an independent data and safety monitoring board found the vaccine to be ineffective in preventing HIV. So no cure. It's a bit of a pipe dream still. We do have ways to cope with the disease, but there is no cure. So not such great news there for people who thought that we'd ultimately develop something shortly and it would all be done. It's not going to happen anytime soon. Police have evacuated a number of central London streets after an unexploded World War II bomb was discovered.
Oh, my goodness.
The device was found in Soho near Dean Street by construction workers. And thousands of workers were told to leave their buildings. Police expected a cordon across the number of streets in the busy neighborhood. Dozens of police officers were limiting access to the area. This is in the theater district. So as far as I'm concerned, that's those are acceptable casualties in a war. Theater performers, no?
A flamboyant bunch. Yeah. If you haven't been to Soho, the more flamboyant people in London go to Soho.
If they blow up a playhouse or a place that's got fucking cats on for the 250th time, I think that those are acceptable.
Who are you people?
Collateral damage.
Collateral damage.
Yes, yeah. Stare daggers at them.
Let me tell you something. If you're amused by or excited by or entertained by cats, Andrew Lloyd Webber's cats
in Mr. Mistopheles.
In 2020, may I suggest that you have not opened yourself up to the cornucopia of modern entertainment.
What if cats is part of said cornucopia?
Mm. Then it is a tiny, tiny part in the far corner, like most cat things are. It ought to be passed by.
You obviously haven't watched the documentary on Netflix, Don't Fuck With Cats.
We spoke about that. But you obviously haven't watched that new the movie they made out of cats, which has been...
I will not.
It has been the biggest flop of the last 10 years.
I will not sully my memories of cats.
Yeah, so just...
With such.
But anyway, so the theater district, they cleared out and... They found that this unexploded ordnance from World War II. This happens.
Imagine the drama.
Oh my God.
If you haven't been, people were being evacuated. What is that in the corner? It's a bomb, 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 bomb. Ooh, I should write a musical, actually.
Called Bomb.
So, yeah, you would fit right into Soho. Did you guys get out there when you were there?
All right. Bulela, why don't you give us some sport?
I'll give you some sports. Let's start with the rugby. In the world's most overrated rugby competition on earth, six teams play to see who is the best at being average. Northern Hemisphere rugby is a complete joke, folks. But because these countries have been good at war for the last 400 years and they've been pretty good at pillaging, we have to pretend to care because they're very, very rich countries. So we'll start in the country that gave us the only gay in the village, Dafydd.
Wales.
That's exactly it. If you don't know that reference, go and check out Little Britain. Wales absolutely destroyed the Italians 42-0. Winger Josh Adams with a hat-trick of tries doing the business for the country with a place called Lalechni, if you haven't been there and experienced that. And the battle of the most pale humans alive, the Celtic nations of the Republic of Ireland and Scotland, was a 1912 ding-dong battle. Two guys scored all the points, Johnny Sexton and Mr. Hastings. Ireland coming out on top there by 7 points. And Gareth, you heard of Waterloo?
That's the battle or the station.
Care to tell
or
us what
happened? Or the song by ABBA.
ABBA, yes.
Oh, ABBA.
Good point.
Care to tell us what happened at Waterloo, Gareth?
Napoleon was defeated by Blücher and Wellington.
Well, in a reverse of those...
1814.
Correct. And in a reverse of those fortunes in 1814 at Waterloo, France this time defeated the English. It was 24-17. And France have got a very, very special number 9 and 10 combo. Antoine Dupont, Roman and Tamak. Look out for those two. So France absolutely blowing England out the water. 17-0 at halftime.
There's a history lesson.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah, indeed.
Let's go, chorus, everybody. Tuesday morning.
So good.
We want Sia. Go for it. Go for it, Sia.
Me, my son.
Yes, definitely London's West
End. Soho. Soho to the limit. Yeah. So
all right, what else in Bulele?
Yeah, that is all. Oh, my goodness.
Do you want to throw in more?
I do want to throw in a little bit more. Listen, we'll look out for more mediocre rugby this weekend from the Northern Hemisphere. And then the Proteas start a 3-match series today. New era, new captain, Quinton de Kock. Good luck to the boys down in Cape Town. Now, I always tell you how much I love sport. But today, I wanted to detail some things I absolutely hate in sport. It's 2020, and I'd like to break this down.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Shocker. You hate something?
Quickly, Sia, pull out your list.
It is ridiculous in 2020, where Hawkeye technology exists. Why are there still umpires in tennis and linesmen? Yeah. Get rid of them. We got Hawkeye now, and I know there's going to be wise guys. What about the foot fault? Don't worry about it. Hawkeye can see better than human beings.
Right.
Stop it.
I agree with you. Technology is helping to advance everything, and why shouldn't it advance sport?
Save the money from the... Take the old people off the court, pay the athletes more, and let's stop it. It's dumb.
All right. Will Mbulelo, if he is allowed to interview someone for Cliff Central, is he able to? What does that mean? Preferably someone not in sports, such as AHA. What does that mean? I'm not sure what Miguel means there. Are we going to ignore the fact that Mbulelo has been at said place referenced in his report on rugby?
I have, and I live there.
All right. Okay, I see myself as Stephen King's biggest fan, says Sean, but I've unfollowed him on Twitter. He's suffering from a serious case of TDS, that's Trump Derangement Syndrome. He's turned into old man shouting
at
cloud.
He's an old guy.
Yeah.
He's an old guy. Like, old guys get grumpy. Look at Mbulelo.
Okay. Hey, guys, I agree with your statement from last week. They should just burn down all the universities and infrastructure. Who really cares anymore? We live in a lawless society. I'm warming up to the idea of proper anarchy. Fuck them all. Well, that's, I think, how a lot of people...
Anarchy!
I woke up in anarchy this morning because I had no lights, no electricity. I went to sleep in it last night. So I do not see the point of paying taxes. I do not see the point of having Eskom. I'm going to... This will be the year that I make myself independent energy-wise. I'm going to get solar panels and batteries and God knows what else is necessary. If it costs me money, it's going to be money well spent. I will not be paying Eskom a goddamn cent. I won't be flying on SAA. I won't be using anything that government doesn't have a complete monopoly on. And even then, I'm going to try to make myself independent of them. So here we go. Mm-hmm. Don't expect me to participate in society anymore as a result of that. Gareth, I mean that Mbulelo doing recorded or live interviews like you do for Cliff Central. Well, okay, we'll throw that in there. Thanks, Miguel.
But what a specific example. Interviewing AHA.
I know. Very, very interesting. Band.
Mbulelo, get on that.
I'll have to.
People have spoken.
I'm going to see them. But I'll tell you about that later. Hey, guys. The snowflake generation's offended by everything every day. Having a conversation with a historical figure is amazing. The snowflakes can maybe learn something if they sit down and listen. You could learn what to do or what not to do in certain circumstances. People work so hard to be offended about something every single day.
That's so true.
Where was half the outrage being directed at Gwen and Gwenya when Julius Malema met with and praised Robert Mugabe? Ebana, universities are here to stay. I have a first-year class with over 400 students. The numbers are just going up every year, but 80% will not finish. So you have a point. That's from Bitleng.
Sure.
80% will not finish. People who go into university, or maybe specifically this course or this university, will not finish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Morning, guys. The coronavirus has now infected 20,000 people, according to reports, but I do believe it's much bigger. It keeps infecting more daily. Well, as I said, if only we could believe the Chinese government, because we don't know that they tell the truth about these numbers. Insurance is gambling. This is back to cell phones being insured or not, because Pumi and Mbulelo are on the side of if you don't insure your phone, you shouldn't even have one. And Sia and I do not insure our phones. Insurance is gambling. You're betting the insurance company that you will lose your shit. They are betting you won't. And the house always wins in the big picture. That's interesting.
That's a pragmatic way to look
at it. Can I tell you for now, quick with Sia?
Plain Street, Small Street.
Ask Plain and Small Street about Sia's phone.
Okay.
What would you... Would you go back... Would you go and try and find your phone? What's the right thing to do here? Because I know Sia's playing it over and over in his head again, thinking I could have chased them down. I might have resisted.
Did they run off on foot, Sia?
No, he was... No, it was horrible. He was actually marched into the shops. They wanted him to draw money from the ATM. They had a gun. It was not nice at all.
No,
but you relive it in your head, right?
But I am not Idris Elba in some action movie. I was not going to do anything, no. So I don't even have any regrets around that. It's gone, it's gone.
So what would you do? I mean, if you could find the location of your phone, would you
She didn't show her phone.
Yeah, I know that. But would you ever... Are there people who would ever use Find My iPhone to go and get it back from the thieves?
Yeah.
You might? What would your modus operandi be?
I think I might.
Would you take some people with you?
Yes.
From back in the day, yeah?
You know some
rough people, you'd go with them? You'd have a team?
I'm from Soweto.
I was waiting for that. I didn't say it.
You would take you'd take a team. Tell me how it would go.
I'm from Soweto. I don't know enough people.
I'm out to a corner.
You know?
Yeah.
Come with me. Also, you pick your squad, right? It's a lot like it's a lot like the football club, right? You pick your squad. You know the kind of people that you take in those environments, the kind of people that can have a polite word with a little bit of like an undertone of violent threats. But you could.
You might do that.
Yeah,
it would be interesting.
It depends on how invested I was, right? So you remember how invested I was with my laptop?
Yes.
If I'd like looked and I'd found my, I would have, yeah. I mean, I went back to the garage. I went back to the garage and just like a couple of times that same night, just to see if the guys are still, because I would have confronted them.
Sure. On your own?
Possibly. So, because these guys are not, you know what it is as well, right? Unless somebody like Sia's experience has a gun or whatever, they're also not... Like, they're not expecting to be confronted.
Right.
And that kind of thing ruffles them. You gotta catch them off guard. You gotta, you know? Mm-hmm. And at the garage, there are other people there. You just need...
Yeah.
You need a little bit of backup. Jeez. And...
Some scary stuff. I'll tell you what, you're braver than most.
No. Depends on how invested you are.
All right, we've got some news. We've got to get to a couple of other interesting things. And what else do we have? We have a guest popping in, Michael Setas, who's a member of the Free Market Foundation's Health Policy Unit. We're going to talk a little bit about NHI and precisely what it will mean for South Africans. There's lots to talk about here. So we'll get into that. That's the Council for Medical Schemes, among other things. No low-cost benefit options. There's some interesting things happening in South African health, and we need to find out what they are. So we thought we'd get someone in who's an actual expert and ask them for some opinions that we might be able to implement in our own lives. And at least we can plan this way so we know what's going on. All of that and more on the way. Cliffcentral.com.